So at this time, I'd like to introduce Mr. Gustavo Dominguez, representing Palestine.
Thank you very much. My name is Bishara Kastandi, yes, I'm a Palestinian. But I'm not here to speak to you as a Palestinian today because I think there are issues much greater that we need to pay attention to. Palestine is certainly big among them. And there's the Palestinian flag on to my right. Can you raise the flag, please? Our brothers and sisters in Iraq and in Palestine are being slaughtered in the name of Plymouth Rock. It is a tragedy that this country believes it's an island on its own, as if it's a limb cut off from a tree, as we say in Arabic. That you are the sun and we are the planets. You are the king and we are the slaves. Well, today I'm here to tell you history is alive and we look you in the face. These people who are wearing their national dress around you are not commodities. They represent a deep culture. The history books in the schools are like the lockers in which these interned people who were unearthed from under the Oakland Bay Bridge were trying to hide them away so that we can keep the eyes of the world of what this country has done. As a Palestinian, when I mention to the so-called American the word settlement, they think it's a nice word. It means peace. They don't understand that they build their so-called democracy on the bodies and the bones and the villages of natives who lived here for millions of years. Life did not begin and will not end with the United States of America. We are going to trample it. We are going to trample the Colin Powells, the Condoleezza Rices, before we trample the George Bushes. We do not want slaves among us and spies. We do not want house slaves among us who will lead the way for killing us. Today I do not speak to you as a Palestinian. Last year, I went on the immigrant freedom workers' ride. Many of you here might have been on that. And I saw a few faces. What came across is how small the United States is compared to the rest of us. And this is why I don't want to talk about foreign policy. I want to talk about what are we going to do in this country. The reason they give us their history books, the reason they lie to us, their CNNs and Foxes and MTV, is because they want to hide the truth. It's because they don't want us here on this land to rise up. I don't want to hear of Medea Benjamins anymore. I don't want to hear of Noam Chomskys anymore. I don't want to hear of white, freaking intellectuals anymore, analyzing to death what we already know. I don't want them to send fruit baskets to Iraq or to Palestine. They should send guns. They should stand up and face the behemoth themselves. They keep analyzing to death what we already know, but they cower when it comes to what to do. We cannot accept it anymore. We have to change the way we think. This country, whether it likes it or not, ain't white no more. There is no more immigration. am not an immigrant. I belong here. Just like international inspectors can go and kill and maim, I have the right to come and fight it right here. I stand shoulder to shoulder with my native American friends. And as a Palestinian, I would want to modestly invite you to come and visit Palestine, visit Iraq, and connect with the people, not with the government. Thank you.